Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. While politicians and the regular media might be touting supposedly good U.S. economic news, there are some indicators that something is not right in America. The Commodity Research Bureau Index comprises the prices of 19 commodities from energy, agriculture, precious metals, and industrial metals. This index is a leading indicator for the American economy. When this index rises, that is a negative sign for the future. This index hit its highest level in more than 50 years in May last year. It then generally declined until late May this year. It has since been rising. As of Monday this week, the CRB index was at its highest level in 8 months. Another frightening statistic was reported in Barron's this past weekend. For the first time since at least January 1934, the interest rate yield for top quality corporate bonds was higher than for intermediate quality bonds. Not only does it not make sense for lower quality bonds to pay a lower interest rate, when the ratio of the best bond's interest yield rises to more than 90% of the intermediate rate, that has signaled a looming major market crash. Sunday's closure of Yellow Corp, an almost 100-year-old trucking company that once was one of the industry's largest, is a sign of what is going to happen with many other American businesses. The company was caught in a three-way financial bind that management could not overcome. First, soaring diesel fuel costs over the past 30 months crippled operating profits. Second, higher interest costs on this company's $1.5 billion in debt also clobbered the bottom line. The tipping point was a new UPS contract with the Teamsters Union. Yellow was simply unable to try to come close to matching the pay and benefits package that the Teamsters obtained from UPS. 20,000 Teamsters have now lost their jobs. Worse news about Yellow's bankruptcy is that the federal government, meaning the taxpayers, own 30% of it. If you really want to know what is happening to America's economy, maybe you should stop listening to politicians and the regular media. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.